Welcome to a long overdue episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley and I'm joined by Vangelda, Corey and Crack. You know, I keep saying that every episode these days, it sounds like I'm apologizing for yet another long unannounced break. But yet again, we've arrived at this position again, apologizing for another long unannounced break. We don't have any particular excuse for this one, but Charlie, life just didn't happen. But yeah, guys,
life is what's life.
Good? It's been weeks. Months probably. One year that make us start with you.
Charlie, I'm good. Life. The last week we with the tri-fight back, but you know the great give with Charlie.
Charlie, Mr. Lamte, that's good.
Bro, we are up alive. That's all we can be thankful for, because Charlie, life they ship everybody. And boys have responsibilities that are growing, so things that taking a backseat more and more.
And then finally, Crack, among all of us here, he has been on an even longer break than the podcast itself. Because even before we went on this break, we hadn't seen him in like a month or something. So, Crack, long time no see.
It'll not be longer break, oh. I agree with what Corey said, Charlie. Like the last week now, and also the last week and things. So, it'll not be serious. We can't be available for you guys. We miss you guys and all, but Charlie, to help us help ourselves, make you guys give me sponsorship and says make then if they give you the money, motivation will be as well. We could stay. Anybody will in one matter, but see, mom pass as well. These niggas are looking out for me. So yeah, but anyways, that's all jokes aside, yeah, we had to make it happen today because it's a long weekend. Tomorrow is a holiday. If we not show up, then guy, we really feel you guys. So, Charlie, we did. We're back.
Charlie, on to more exciting news, because Charlie, this whole life, the last routine, it'd be very depressing to think about. But yeah,
facts.
We've had a long week of football action, and we are going to start with the Champions League, which, according to some, has been the biggest news of the week. Even though I might disagree and say Europa beware the ink day, but yeah, Champions League action. Champions League, we saw Arsenal, first of all, beating Real Madrid in the quarterfinal, which may come as a surprise to most people, particularly me, myself, because it wasn't something I was expecting at all. Some of us were just expecting Real Madrid to do what Real Madrid does and just dig deep, find some inner magic within them and just do what they usually do. But yeah, Arsenal knocked them out 5-1 on aggregate. First of all, Corey, I know it goes without saying, but how are you feeling about this amazing victory?
So, we haven't won anything yet, but for me, that was significant, at least in our journey that we are on. Because me, at the end of this thing, I want to see a UCL or I want to see a Premier League. Like, it's the only acceptable end goal. And it hasn't happened, if not this year, fingers crossed. Then, very, like in the next year, like next year, prem for day. That being said, that was a spectacle, man. I didn't expect it. So it was like a conflict of emotions. My eyes were telling me that Real Madrid ain't got shit on Arsenal, and then my heart did tell me, say, bro. We all know this UCL. We all know my Madrid. And you know, as the days got closer to the second leg, after the first leg, everybody was just like, "What?" When it was getting to the second leg, that whole Ramontada 10, look, they pushed the socials. Oh, they really pushed the socials. Like everywhere you turn, Real Madrid they come back. And you know, it gets. It seeps in somewhere or some form, and then you're like, Charlie, so this was true. They won't hear the three goals all. But your eyes were telling you that from the first leg that these guys can't. For us to win it at the Bernabeu, be the only team to go there twice, not lose. I think we won both times. Even though it'd be small sample size, Charlie, Bernabeu not be joke, please. So to be able to go there and do it, I'm very proud of them. I didn't think they had it in them. It make us see them in a different light, and it raised my expectations, because you are three games away from a UCL. Essentially, win your three games. Like, the whole season has been a bomb of a season. Win these three games, 1, 2, 3. That'll be all we need to ask. Win three games and you bring home a trophy. So I'm hoping that them beating my Madrid should convince them enough, say they can do it, because I really didn't want to face Aston Villa. Like, Aston Villa, I didn't want to face an English team, and they were the only English team. Like, I don't want to face Aston Villa, because Unai versus Arteta semi-final, it will be bloody. He go do everything possible to crash this thing, not even to help Aston Villa, just to spite Arsenal. He go play any kind of haram ball, he'll do everything in his power. So I didn't want Aston Villa. And Aston Villa know how to play against Arsenal. And it will be two very, very hard games. But PSG, one, we've beaten them once already this season. I don't think they're a different team since we beat them, but so are Arsenal. I think Aston Villa showed me enough they showed me enough to know that they get some weaknesses to be exploited. So I would take that if one of our fullbacks, they on point. They don't really have much. And in terms of power and midfield, if you play Merino and Rice in midfield, I don't think they have enough to overrun it. So fingers crossed that if you win the three games, then make we see something. And I just do chalk, because I get something very special for Van Gelder. Because he take this thing hold over my head every time. If you talk about they UCL, if you talk about they fly the UCL, give me a very simple counter. So I didn't hope say which we go hold something. That'd be all.
Van Gelder. So first of all, let me just ask. Is it a result that you're expecting for Arsenal to knock out Real Madrid?
I want to start from somewhere else. First of all, I get two. If you get two, then go. You not win them yet, you won't take chat to me. I get two. Where my first one, I win for Munich, they're my house. I beat Bayern for them, my house. Where the second one, too, I beat Man City for Porto. Never mind. Anyway, coming into the game, I thought Madrid would beat Arsenal, but within the first 20 minutes of the first leg, I knew that, they know of it. They don't have anything for Arsenal. Like, it was just, the setup was poor, almost as if they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't have the tactics. I mean, Arsenal were good to stay within the game, but they were pulling Madrid apart. Like, the movements from inside coming out, and we all know Arsenal are very good defensively. And then in the first leg, that Saka missed some Bobby way Vinicius take, where instead say he go take in left foot pass, he tried to do that outside of the right foot ball way, then clear him. We didn't know, as he say, this would not be serious. They don't be serious. But for me, for the first leg, that was the big surprising one. Like, how well Arsenal played in the first leg. And then those two Declan Rice free kicks, man. Just wow. Sublime. And then they got the... Even the third goal by Merino was a brilliant goal, because that almost like the ball was behind him and how he had to turn himself, hit it one time and get the ball going where he needed it to go and away from the keeper. Brilliant. After watching that first leg, I knew for a fact that Madrid will not be able to beat Arsenal in the second leg. And also, all that plenty remontada and they talk, Omada Umasa, that plenty thing that they talk for there. You know, I tweeted, I think it was either a day before, a few hours before the game, I tweeted that all these things they are doing, I've never seen a more obvious loss than
Do you think the players believe they could do it, the Madrid players themselves?
I think, you see, previously, when they had Cristiano, Cruz, Modric, those people, they don't talk much. All they'll say is, you hear one person say, yeah, we were beaten on a good day. We go crush for Benabao. That'd be all. No social media gimmicks, no horse, no we go close roof, we go do this, we go do that. You tell we all the things you go do. So think about it. You've already told us now you close the roof. You will bring young people to clap. You will bring flares. You'll bring the. So when they enter the stadium, they're already expecting it. So that fear factor that was supposed to happen will not exist. Whereas if you just talk, one, maybe the coach just talks, oh, it's not over, we are Real Madrid, and we'll meet at the Bernabeu. Then that'd be all. Everybody just go do them a training, then mind them a business, work on them a tactics. Bro, in the second leg, 45 minutes, zero shots on target. Zero. Like, let's be serious. Let's be serious. They did it. The only reason why they got a goal was because Saliba made a mistake. That's the only reason why they got a goal. Where were they going to score from? They didn't create enough chances to score. Mbappe, they're Jemu. Before the match ends, it's 76 not me.
It's
not
this
me.
Long, bro. I'm out. But I'm not facing this.
I've never really been a fan of his. But I didn't know he was this. Like, Vinicius is really, really bad. I watched it and I was like, this guy's not good. Like, he's not good. I don't know first, if he be. Like, maybe he be this season.
Are you sure you're being fair to him considering what he did last
season? It's one game.
It's not just one game. Every time I see him for the news, he either they miss some penalty or he they make some mistake or he they wall some agolu. Right now he did listen, Kawawa in agolu 11. You not say he did Kawawa in agolu 11. He did inside though. He did play left wing for there. In the map. Like I watched him, I was like, this guy is not good. And it was very unfortunate because the caliber, at least on paper, of players that Real Madrid has, that tepid performance should not have happened. And so it's good for Arsenal that they've beaten Real Madrid. Me, I'll just say that the PSG thing you put a talk, if you stick Marino and Rice. Look, Declan Rice is a fantastic footballer. Not his biggest fan. But if I see good footballer, and if he talks, this is a good, and he's good. He's good at what he does. He's very, very, very good. But make you no figure, say that PSG midfield too. They know if you play through your midfield. That Vitinha guy and then Neves. Bro, I see midfielders, them are brain big like that chair, papa. Where I'm telling you today, if they have the chance, and don't forget the first leg in the Emirates, you guys play without Partey. You play without Partey. And I don't think you will have Jorginho back by that time. So it might be.
Even Jorginho, you don't want him in that game, bro. The speed at which that game is going to be played at, I don't need an older man who no go fit turning hip.
No, but he will. What he might not be able to run fast, but what he can do for you. It will help you control the game.
So, you have to remember that we've also played PSG this season.
Yeah, but in that game, Jorginho was the midfielder, no?
No, it was Partey. Not Partey did. But the thing is that he was a big reason why we dominated that midfield that day.
Mm-hmm.
But playing them already this season gives you, and that's why I feel as though Arsenal have an advantage in this. Because the two teams he did said Inter then PSG, or you've played both of them already this season,
mm-hmm.
and you know what to reasonably expect from them.
I don't think it's that simple because again, the PSG team you played at the beginning of the season is a totally
it's not
different.
The same. It's totally not the same. True.
The way they play now, their mentality like
it's improved.
It's different. So yeah. Yes, you might know maybe some of the weaknesses you exploited, but it could also very easily quickly turn into overconfidence or
that's true.
Three games to
glory.
And that can easily changed. Like me, I don't think it's as I've seen a lot of Arsenal fans say the same thing you're saying. Oh, we've played them this season already, where we scored them. So then not be scary like that. If the teams they not be scary, then
I think that's why we'll beat them. I said that gives you some know-how into how you played them before, so you have know-how. The same way they know you. You know them. So make we see who know who.
Yeah, I think and Smiley said this at the beginning, but I think personally, if you ask me to choose who win, I can't, because it's too close to call. Everybody in there is good enough to win. That's 100%. The truth. Everybody, as much as I hate to admit it, and as much as I really hope PSG has something for me, it's hard to overlook Arsenal beating Real Madrid, you know, Barcelona, Inter being Inter, and PSG. PSG has now beaten Aston Villa and Liverpool, two English teams. Let's not forget, they've now beaten two English teams. One is currently the best team in the league, and the other one is a team that is on some kind of like a resurgence since they signed all these new players. So it's not going to be as simple as. I'm intrigued to see how Arsenal handle that. But if Arsenal were to win the Champions League, they would have deserved it, because they would have beaten PSG and either Inter or Barcelona. And you can't tell me beating Real Madrid, PSG, and then either Inter or Barcelona, you don't deserve the Champions. I can't say that. That's against the sportsmanship. So they would have deserved it if they win it. But personally, I hope not. I hope they don't win it, so that we go finish out Champions of Europe. You never sing that.
See, so crack, let me just pull you in. Looking at how Arsenal destroyed Real Madrid, basically, and seeing how they're going to face PSG, who are probably like the most potent attacking force in Europe this season, what do you think is going to happen in that game, particularly considering how Van Gelder mentioned they are missing Partey in the first leg?
Well, the most potent attack meets the most potent defense. Look, all the haram jokes we make about Arteta and everything, Arsenal is defensively sound. They are really, because I actually thought them losing Gabriel was really going to affect them, because I'm not a big fan of Kivior. But they've shown that it is more than just Kivior. When you work together as a unit, bro, it helps. That low block Arsenal plays and they stifle you, having Julian Timber, having Saliba, like, bro, they really, really, really stifle. And Lewis Kelly, man, that kiddie is smart. That kiddie is strong. The kiddie gets some tenacity about him, the way, like, bro, never give up. He they follow you, and he has the skill to beat you. 1v1, you the attacker safe. So he go frustrate you, make you the attacker safe, get card. Right? So this game, then they go play, is more of defense versus attack. Because as I said, Arsenal picks moment to destroy you. Alright? And either counter-attack, either through corner kicks, set pieces, free kicks, or not. That's when they pick moments, because they, let's be frank, they don't have a striker. They don't have a potent attack. But the guard has been poor this season. Saka came back. Saka is still trying, but Saka needs help. Martinelli blows hot and cold. You can never rely on that boy. Merino is Merino. He's a smart player, but he's not in a manner. He's not supposed to be there. All right? So they play as a unit, and it helps them. But PSG can be got. PSG is not defensively good. That's what people are also failing to understand. PSG is not balanced. Like, PSG, they play. PSG is like they are top heavy, right? They play, their midfielders try, their attack is good, but occasionally they have airhead moments where they can lose concentration. They are not an experienced team. They are not. They have good individual players. This guy is coaching his ass out. When they play ball, they play good football. But sometimes they fall in love with playing in the system. They fall in love with playing good football when they have to kill you. And Arsenal is in for business. I saw something about Arsenal that it was different for me. Like, it's not the typical Arsenal type of this one where you know that guy mentally, they can be got here. Because this Madrid game, after Saka missed the penalty, I thought, oh, fuck. it was going downhill, but they picked themselves up. That's what happens when you field and field and field and field with the same group of players ever one time. The same coach, the same group of players, they've been through adversity. They've been through adversity so many times. So they picked it up. Another thing too that I noticed was, I think Declan Rice has a third lung.
Brother?
I think that guy, yeah. I think he has a third lung. The reason why I'm saying that is, in as much as he tracks back to, I mean, make interception and all, those is lung bursting runs. The guy was playing with Jude, and that was supposed to be Jude's back, but one came out to the better player in that box to box role. Declan Rice outplayed Jude Bellingham, both legs, and it's not even close.
Sorry.
That box to box.
That role, Jude guy too, he's not good. Every time I've seen him in a semi-fight, look, Enzo Fernandez outpaced Jude. Enzo Fernandez outpaced Jude when we played Dortmund 2 seasons ago. That guy too, he no good. But sorry, you continue.
So PSG, I think PSG can get us now, because PSG's attack, when it comes to the attack in midfield, is better than Madrid in terms of balance. Madrid is extremely top heavy. Where the attack is heavy, their midfield lacks controllers. And that's what PSG have in Vitinha and this guy, what's his name? The other guy, what's his name? Neves. Neves and Vitinha, they are controllers. That's what Madrid don't have. Madrid have a metallic midfield, right? They miss the Cruz. Modric is old now. They don't have anybody like that. If you are playing Tchouaméni, playing Valverde, and says, who will they give that defense breaking pass or controlling the ball, spreading play? They didn't have that. So if you have that type of players against Arsenal, it can worry their midfield. And this is where Arsenal will be missing Partey. Because you need somebody next to Rice. Even though Rice, they do all those long bursting runs, you need somebody who is a controller, who can calm things, who is smart, who knows when to pass, when to move, doesn't waste ball, less
Frank,
low turnover, and all
those. Did you watch the Arsenal game today?
Yeah.
They put out a dry run for the PSG game. The players with the field, no, that would be the same team they go play PSG. Because they play Merino. They play Merino, then Rice, then they say, Merino fucking ball. To even though it was against Leicester, but he do the control.
But okay, I understand that part too. But then again, that's what I'm saying. It comes down to quality as well, right? Who was striking in this match?
Trossard. Who scored 2?
Good, but Trossard is not going to do that against PSG. The reason why I'm saying is that, let me tell you why. I've watched almost all their Champions League matches, right? Liverpool has a better attack than you. I know we both agree with that, right? That's what I'm saying, that PSG's lapse in judgment sometimes can let you get them. But what they do best is prevent you from getting the ball. And Trossard, sometimes, me watching Trossard sometimes, Trossard likes to be involved in the play, not the finisher. Do you get what I mean by that? He comes. I'm serious. Maybe there's a different Trossard we don't know.
He's one of the best finishers, if not the best finisher in the Arsenal team.
When I'm talking about the finisher, I'm talking about when you attack, somebody getting to the end of the ball in the box. Trossard is not that type of player that always gets.
Unless there's a constant attack.
Where he's already there and you guys are working and he can pick his moment.
Drop in and come and be involved in the play.
But he's not somebody that when you're working the ball for him, yes, 1-2, playing on this, or he's playing short from the box, right? Or playing 1-2-3. That's what I'm saying.
There was a time last season where we lost, I think, a midfielder. I can't remember who it was. And he had to play Trossard and Havertz. And he make Havertz, then Trossard do this exchange thing the whole game. So when they played a long ball, then Havertz will can't claim that high board, make this thing. And I feel as though that is what it's the only option he has. Because the players not there.
Is Havertz fit to play, yeah, or yeah, he will use Merino
but
for
that? But that's what it's to say.
Merino for that, because Merino is playing the Havertz role.
He might be using Merino for that. So if he's playing Merino, then Rice, Odegaard is already playing at number 10, right? Odegaard is playing there, so there's no room for Havertz.
And this Havertz is injured. I don't think he's playing again this season.
Unless it's... Yeah, I don't think it's fit. So what I'm saying is, I understand what you're saying. This dry run you've done against the EPL, right? And what we catch, everybody
autopilot.
So I wouldn't even use any game against... Yeah, I don't go use any performance gauge like where, because this PSG team they go meet. They meet a different PSG team where nobody is trying to play like a superstar. Nobody they talk say it's either my way or no way. Nobody is forcing the ball to one player. Like the time Mbappe them did there, no matter what, they won't search Mbappe. No matter what it is. No, that's not the
player. There's a big difference in this game. When we played PSG the first time, he left Dembele in France. Intentionally.
Is it?
For some disciplinary things. So Dembele not played that game. And they didn't have a cover. So right now,
cover. That's what I was about to say.
Cover in the same game, bro. But
then get Dembele cover and the other French boy, the small boy who been named too. Do it.
It's very, very interesting.
And they have
the only problem be my lack of attention throughout 90 minutes. Then if you fool sometimes, and then my poor defense. But having a big keeper in goal helps you as well sometimes.
He big for
that keeper, big stupid. He's big stupid. And he's capable of saving save with Courtois. Courtois saved Madrid a lot. Like the first leg, Courtois saved Madrid, but Madrid couldn't kill. And with PSG, if Donnarumma is saving, they have a better chance of killing you. Do you get what I mean? Because the attack and midfield is better than what we saw against Madrid. Because Madrid's midfield was non-existent. There are a group of stars. Disjointed, there's no chemistry, right? Like you see them and you go like they've been put these players out there. Nobody's working for anybody. Nobody's truly sacrificing for anybody. They are just a group of stars out there, and they didn't have a cruise. They missed a player like Cruz. Ceballos is not good enough to do that job. He's not. Modric is too old to do that. But these guys have two young versatile controllers that they can switch. And they don't lose ball easily. And they know how to play with each other. If these boys, they play that small, interesting 1-2 with you, if they ball stop before that midfield there, those small boys, if they ball pass. So that one there, it's a defense versus attack game. So may the best team win. Right now, I can't hate on Arsenal.
Life the ball. If you don't even hate Arsenal, really they will life the ball.
Even if you hate on You know the Bab. I'm saying that you can't even hate on them because they have the propensity of self-destruction.
That's why I hate. So what's the point?
I know the game is a few weeks away and we'll probably dive more into it as it comes. But let's just do some quick predictions. Who are you tipping to go through in that game? Let's start with Crack.
PSG.
Van Gelder.
My head says Arsenal, but my heart says PSG. So... I won't watch the first leg. The first leg, you could tell me who will win now.
Boss, give your quick prediction. Watch first leg?
I will go plasma. Because I don't know how they can now win that.
Corey, at the moment, it's 2-1 against you. Hey, 2-0.
I will support my boys. If they work this hard together, they're done for both.
I mean, it's understandable because to beat Real Madrid is very justified in believing that you can beat anyone. But for me, I'm probably going with my heart more than my head, because if Arsenal go through, pay me more than anything for this world inside, because we're already looking at Liverpool coming to equal Man United's 20 titles, Arsenal coming to win their first Champions League. Charlie, my heart can't take all
if they win that Champions League, when will we bet the whole summer? See, you're the kind of thing where Chelsea fans do. The time we win the championship, the next week, then they recreate the Then go do
at
am
the same
the whole
time.
Year. Then go do am the whole year. Maza. Either you don't know.
Because Arsenal fans are the most arrogant set of fans you find, even without any of these things. Though. So for them to come and get a Champions League,
that tactical EBL one.
These guys won the golden EPL trophy by going on beating. How
we
many years?
Win, so if you win, no, yes, you've won, no, but you have golden trophy,
bro.
Masa,
you get EPL pass there. They go tell you, say, okay, you get 13 EPL, you go on beating before. Then they go pass. If these guys get it, if they get one Champions League, even if you get five, you can't touch it.
No. We can't afford for. We all for come together. If it be fasting,
I can't stand
we can
them.
Do it for
I can't. No, I
because
can't.
If these people win, we die. Oh.
And I'm telling you, because of you, your game, I'm going
no,
to watch
I
it at Kanisa.
I want the valley and the shadow
like,
of death.
Like, I go watch your game. I don't go watch from my room.
The evil will catch you. The ego, evil will catch you.
So, I go watch Fanny Sackle. They
so anyway, let's move to Barca Inter, which I would call like a game between probably the most organized team in Europe against the most kamikaze team in Europe. It's a very interesting game just because of how much the two teams are very contrasting in their styles. And let me just start by saying, for me, Inter, like, they're probably the team I would like to face the least if I was in the Champions League, just because they have the strong defending capabilities of Arsenal, and they are also a very potent attacking team, because I think just this weekend they scored their 100th goal of the season. So they are the team that probably has the best balance in terms of defense, attack, and control.
Funny thing, so did Arsenal.
I mean, Arsenal, in terms of attack, in defense, I'll give it to you. But attack, it's not something
even
that
with the blighted, would...
Even with the blighted team, we still hit the 100. Just saying.
See, make I tell you. You, this
you
team,
let me finish.
This, you finish, sorry.
So yeah, Inter, Simone Inzaghi obviously has done some incredible stuff with Inter in terms of how he organizes the team, how they play. They have this interesting way they play where sometimes the center backs push forward and the midfielders come to like start the build up and everything. So like he's doing some incredible stuff with them. So you're looking at them against Barca, who their high line is almost suicidal most of the time. Barca's strategy is basically if you score five, you can score six. So it's a very interesting matchup, and
no,
it's hard to
score it.
Because it looks like he might come back just in time for the. Because from
who?
What I've been seeing, I think he might miss 2 weeks.
Horse placenta.
If he misses 2 weeks, he might be back in time for the second leg. For the first leg. So you never.
Who
know.
You did? Who you did? I don't hear the name.
Lewandowski.
If Lewa, see, Lewa said, Barca fans will tell you, say, he be Barca them are up. Every time he did, may I tell you?
But he was Barca, he was the man of the match in their last.
You know, we say he know they score, but for Barca fans, like in terms of his experience and caliber as a player, they expect more from him, and he misses a lot of chances,
like,
easy chances that Barcelona fans they feel he for score. But Barca's key in attack this season be that guy. Be then I figure he from Nicaragua, but actually he be Brazilian or be the Rafinha. He is the kind of like unspoken, underappreciated guy. He the dude that at the camp from left, you no see me. At the camp from middle, you no go see me. No, pat, then I score. That's what he the do. And it's got. I would really like to watch that game. It's going to be very, very interesting, because Inter Milan, I don't know a phase of play that they are bad at. Like genuinely, whether they have to stay in a low block or in a mid block, or they have to attack you, bro, there's no phase of play. If it be transition football, you won't play plus them. How quickly they can open you up 2-3 passes. Barella just go do this. Can we talk about? Can we take a moment and talk about Nicolò Barella? Because wow, what a player! What a player! What a player! If he the control that Inter midfield, right? And then they have, and then if they go up top, then go free change it up. If you know they work plus Lautaro, then go free bring Thuram, make it can head push you about. Like they have such a dynamic. They have different ways of hurting every team they play against, and that's what makes them scary. And that's why they beat Arsenal. It'll be the first time you go meet team where he better pass you for everything you are good at. That was the first
that game at the Bego, make me not do revisionism for you.
I'm not saying Arsenal didn't play well that day.
And that game, man, that game came before the City game. So it was in a very weird position. That particular Inter game, and even that game said Inter were lucky.
So if maybe we don't talk, do revisionism like
no. I didn't say they're not. I said they snuck away with it. Every team, if their team sneak away, everybody knows it. They sneak away. That game, they should have also pushed up at least drawn that game.
Fair enough, but the point I'm making is that it's not every game where, for instance, you go win, where or you go draw, where you deserve to win or draw. But what makes you a very good team is that even on your bad days, you can also get a result out of it. That'd be the point that they try to make.
I suppose it'd be penalty, then take win.
No, it'd be corner or something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was a corner or something like that. Some weird one chance we would then get. The good person, it'd be like either my center back or right back or somebody like some.
It'd be
weird,
Samangonu go. It'd not be correct go. It'd be Samangonu and then put the body is like, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that Arsenal can beat them or Barca can beat them. I'm just saying, if you beat Inter Milan, then you really deserve to beat them because they are very well coached, very very good team. And I'm wondering what Hansi Flick has for them. Them two, it will be the first leg will determine who will win that game. How they go play the first leg, that'll be how I go know who will win that game. Me right now. My prophecy, they defend on the first leg.
Political answers they give for
if
you.
If I see the first leg, then I go feel no, because I can't really predict what Barca might play a high line. Bayern plays a high line too, but it might not be that simple. It not be simple like that. Then my upside trap, it'd be very difficult to beat it. It's actually very difficult to beat the. You might think, oh, this one. If Marino, they come from deep, no, you go get the Massa. Then we'll give you the flag right now, make you shock. Very interesting.
Crack. Barca Inter. What are you expecting to happen?
Organization versus disorganization. that's it. With Barca, you don't know what you are getting, no. You don't know what you are getting at all. This thing, I know if you predict. Barca can give you prime MSN one night. And the next day, then go give you Rivaldo Barca. Honestly, that highlight is one of the most stupid risks. I don't understand where it's rewarding them. Their talent comes through for them. Their talent comes through, I mean, with the boys they have. They are technically gifted. So when they catch you on the counter, it is Ebefa. When they catch you on any given night, they have goals in them. They can score you like 5. But then again, on every given night, they have the capability of also conceding 5. So there's no in between. Right? There's no in-between. So the only problem is if Inter comes and tries to be overly defensive, it could worry them. This is the game where they have to be different. They also have to go on the offense because when you go on the offense against Barca 2, you can catch them wanting. I love how their wing-backs play. Their wing-backs are more like strikers because those boys can run. And the three back and the midfield, they are good. They always cover them very, very well without leaving spaces. And they still have the pace up front to still hurt you. But they like to play in the compact way. They are organized. They are well organized. They are the most organized team, like they and Arsenal, right? In terms of defensive shift, in terms of keeping you in check, right? In terms of stifling you, and this one, you and them, Arsenal and Inter, they are up there. But Inter just does it more. And does it well, right? But you guys are up there. So this game, Inter should also go all out by attacking Barca. Because as I said, Barca, any given night, they can score 5. Any given night, they can concede 5. So just don't give them the chance to for you to be in a low block and for them to be attacking you, attacking your crit. They are that good. They are that technically gifted that they will score you. I mean, this game, it's going to be difficult to predict. I'm not going to lie. Because as I said, I don't know the kind of team that is going to show up that day. That Barca team that is going to show up that day. I don't know. My preference is for Inter to go through. Because this season, Inter has been balling. Yeah, Barca too has been balling. But this season, Inter really has been doing good. I've been doing good as well. And I'll potentially like an Inter PSG finals or even an Inter Arsenal final. I'm on Barca Day. We've seen them there too many times. We don't come for there. I really want
Arsenal will score there.
I don't want them to make them whoop, say this will be my second final. So my ideal final be Inter by this one, but then 2006 can repeat itself. You can have Barcelona, Arsenal in the finals. There's nothing stopping that as well. You get it. There's nothing stopping that.
As far as the same thing happens,
if we are talking about the same result,
the same outcome takes place, yeah, it could be cool.
That Barca team not be good enough to really see. They're not good like that too. It be La Liga with an Emiya them for the. They not. Dortmund almost got them.
Yeah, you do. If you watch that Dortmund game, the second leg,
Dortmund almost got them. I watched the game. I was like, what?
Like,
I be there. Be 3-1. So you end like 4-3 or something. No.
Pressure did them at top. Like that one, I realized this Barca players no fit stand pressure.
There were a lot of weaknesses. I really read.
So in a 2-leg game, they can be got. You understand? Maybe in a final where it's a 1-off, they can do something.
If you see final, if you say they play PlayStation, then R1 will come rough.
Yeah.
You call for that.
Make Saliba them's head up. No, he go kill him from the edge. He go cut in for Lewis Kelly inside.
That boy is the most unpredictable.
Quick predictions for Barca Inter. Let's start with Corey.
I think Inter Haram wins over Barca.
Forget that.
Make Inter win.
Make no ask me.
I'm also tipping Inter. Me altogether, I'm tipping Inter to win the Champions League. So
me too.
Don't be demonic, Smiley. Don't give it to your demonic tendencies.
Me too.
Look, err on the side of Christ. Listen.
To hope that Arsenal doesn't win, because if Arsenal win,
the demons will believe in the Lord. Don't speak blasphemous things. We have given this UCL to our Lord.
If Arsenal win this Champions League, we all they go back to bondage for sin. Today be Easter, but we all crash for coming again.
There's nothing wrong with a few weeks of torture. There's nothing wrong few with weeks. That sin. It'd be cool.
Still on the topic of the Champions League, we have an interesting dynamic in the Premier League now where the top 5 can qualify to the Champions League, because due to the performance of England in Europe this season, we are going to get the extra Champions League spot. And at the moment, the top 5 race in the Premier League is probably the most heated aspect of the Premier League this season, because the title race is already wrapped up. Relegation spots are already gone. So right now, it's really about who's going to qualify for the Champions League. And even in that, you already know that Arsenal and Liverpool have taken 2 places. So the remaining places are basically a battle between Man City Aston Villa, Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, and Chelsea, if you want to add.
The fucking guy, wow. We did fit. You boom, sixth, then seventh, before you come and fucking guy. Fucking.
So, yeah, over the weekend, we saw Aston Villa slapping Newcastle 4-1, which is also a result that came as a surprise to many people, because Newcastle are probably the most informed team in the Premier League at the moment. Aston Villa were coming off a disappointing exit from the Champions League. Disappointing depending on how you see it, because people weren't expecting them to qualify anyway, but just because of how well they played. And also because of how intense the game was, people were expecting Newcastle to do something against them. But Aston Villa, Emery, he's still showing that regardless, he's still a top manager at that level. So, Corey, first of all, I know you watched that Newcastle-Aston Villa game. What do you make of it? And what do you make of Aston Villa's chances of making the Champions League?
They have shown enough, even in the Champions League, to say they deserve to be there. The games they won weren't like flu games. They played their hearts out, man. Like they put a lot into their UCL campaign, and it's rather unfortunate to see them bow out. But by the, we thank God that the angels were on our side, because Aston Villa beating Newcastle, they're both informed teams, but I didn't expect a drubbing. Like Aston Villa just spanked, Newcastle just spanked Crystal Palace. It'd be five or something, I think, last week, or so. Then it'd be this week inside, And then the weekend you go claim four some side of a team that just came off a, you want to say loss, but because they won the game, but they lost the overall tie. But Aston Villa have proved that last season they were there. This season they are there. Those boys they've signed, those Marlin and Madsen, and their January window was actually really good. I think it reinforced the team to be able to complete the season in the position in which they are in. So I do think they'll 100% qualify. I did not for a second expect Newcastle to swallow four, but I'm glad they did, because of Isak, they really bombed me. But that's besides the point. I don't want Newcastle to get Champions League. I want them to get Europa at best. That team vexes me in all aspects, because they are thugs dressed up as football players. That's the referees from the north all they like. Because they know they understand, say, those people are violent gangsters. And they keep getting away with it. So me, any sadness that befalls that team, it is sweet to me. They've locked up my nigga for there, but it's all good. He's too far gone. So me, Aston Villa, 100% to make the Champions League. 100%.
So, Van Gelder, considering that your team is also in the race for the top five, and it looks like Hippo might be the most, how do I put it? the team that is disappointing the most in the race, to put it diplomatically. Who do you think is going to make the top five in addition to Arsenal and Liverpool? Do you think Chelsea can make it?
There's no reason why Chelsea Football Club can't make it. We've got the toughest running, though.
There's no reason.
There's no reason why we can't make it. if anything will be happening, who not say, me, as they come into this weekend, I see Sevilla, they play Newcastle, Newcastle go help Villa, make it set we up. If we win Fulham, we go free, go 3 points above Villa. As you know, then I did church. Then it be 1-1. That's okay. If them draw safe, it be cool. Make a just a closest I check 4-1. Who knows? Say them go. You don't know. Say them go. Tomorrow, Tottenham Hotspur. I know they expect anything, but then go for show Nottingham Forest something small. Then all of a sudden, Forest rather be outside the top five.
Everything they talk just be based on this Fulham win where you win where just insert adrenaline, put your inside. You're expected to lose, and then they come, they win the game, make you ginger. You get that Man United fan syndrome where we go, if we lose 10 in a row, if we win one, then suddenly we think, say, Charlie, this one, yeah, if we just win another 3 games, then we enter the race inside.
In the 5 games left, We need to win three. If we win three, then we will make Champions League. Dabio, basically. Chelsea needs to win three out of their remaining five. Whether we go if we win the three with the question. I don't know. But there's no reason why Chelsea can't make Champions League. There are three, there are five teams fighting for three spots. Right? Man City, Newcastle, Chelsea, Villa, and Forest. Villa are winning games from their bench.
Van Gelder, the teams you called now, in your heart of hearts, do you think you are better than any of them at the moment?
At the moment,
but
no. We are not better than any
ask Van Gelder this question. I see the confidence
because
talks
we, play, we have to play Forest, United, Liverpool, and Newcastle. In this
which
five
of those three?
With this
which
five
of those three?
Oh, by the way, next week's Saturday or Sunday, I know the guy when I'm such on Sunday, we get early kickoff plus Everton. So I don't know where we go get the three wins from, but I know say we go find them from somewhere. They qualify because, to be very honest with you, not making Champions League will be just horrendous, man. I don't think I can take another season out of Champions League. I just can't. I can't. We have this one. It be pure heart. We not be head in the talking. It pure heart in the talk. Say the fire, you know. Even if we drop faith, it be cool. Make we just go Champions League, right? I think Man City will be the third team. I think Man City will finish third in the end. They've just found a way to actually start playing and winning. And I think they've got, like, their running is not that bad. It's not a running that they can't overcome. So I think Man City will be there. Between Newcastle, Villa and Forest, I've got no idea, you know. I know for a fact that Forest no go day there. Because the last match of the season with Chelsea Forest, where we go score them 2-1. And they tell you today 2-1. We go score them.
Have you scored Forest this season already?
No, we played 1-1. Stamford Bridge. But I'll be the last game
for
of
your
the
home,
season.
You play 1-1. Where you go date them at home at the last game of the season, where European League, European football is on the,
but,
is on the
by
line.
By the time you go play them, you know, then whoever will qualify, we already know. It no go matter like that.
Well, yeah,
so
we'll see.
It be day out, sun probably out. We score them 2-1, some long range or something nice. We could take go summer. We will take do jogging. We will go club World Cup for America. So. With a take blue jogging, take good club walk. But look, I know City will be there. But between Newcastle, Villa, and Forest, actually, to be, I think Forest will not be there. So, make a talk about between Villa and Newcastle, it's a toss up. It's a toss up because both of them are very good. Both of them have found form in the right time. Both of them can beat anybody right now. But it'd be tough. It'd be tough. Villa look like they are poised to do it, but I don't know. If they do it, fair enough, but I don't know. All I know be say Chelsea go day there. That'd be all I know. Me and the tell you put today. Make nobody can tell me so I no tell you. Chelsea go day there. That'd be all me I know. Vim.
Crack, who do you think will be the top five at the end of the season?
Chelsea will not be there.
Fucking guy.
The guy go on long run, they do and he will not be there. I tell you will not be there. You the last three matches, you will not be there. You need to listen. You don't have to draw one. If we win all three, nobody say if we drop points in one game. For win all three.
And I'm letting you know that points against
points
Liverpool.
In one.
That one I know. Probably even against United.
Mm.
We might drop points against United too.
FIM, me and you, there, not before matter.
That's why I say we go for drop points.
One thing about Amorim, we say, let's tell us. If it's a big match,
we
say Amorim,
we go
for
drop points against United.
Our formation is to stifle. That formation, they stifle big teams. It'd be one moment we go see go plays on 0-0, 1-1, or go get some alo 1-0 or no there. So me between the United and the Liverpool match,
one go feel be slippery slope for you. You win all two, you deserve it. That one there, nobody go talk. But preferably, you are not supposed to be there. And also, I want Villa there because if Villa go, they will get money by Rashford. If they not go, they go worry me. Because then say they already day bank, then watch your bankruptcy. Like my money. Now money matter. Like, cause if they don't go, they don't get their money. If I sell them a women's team and things, you understand? Try recoup some money. So me, I want them there. I want Villa there. So they have money to pay for Rashford. And they prevent Chelsea from being there.
40 million per. Why?
Oh, 40 million per. If you go pay 5 million, take your Sancho. Maybe we go give you 32 million.
Don't go me.
32 million. 32 million plus Sanchez. Then we go take Rashford, probably. If you get Sanchez, you know for vibe keeper.
I don't know why. You go get homegrown player. Nonsense.
Ah, very nice. Oh. Very nice package we could give you. Oh.
Because, honestly, the top five, right? The top five from fifth to seventh, that'll be when it go change. The fifth to seventh go change. The City, Newcastle, Arsenal, Liverpool, they are gone. I think they are gone. Even though it's a point difference between City and Chelsea. Chelsea has a tougher running game as compared to them. Right? So it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy for Chelsea to be there. Nottingham Forest too. They could sneak in because, bro, then one of the surprise teams of the season, and they are good. I'm not going to lie. They drop points here and there, but occasionally they can just smash anybody, get the 3 points. But it's Villa that right now that they are out of the Champions League, all guns blazing. They are focused. That's where you...
Sorry, they are focused. Actually, Villa, they play City on Tuesday. Very lovely. Very, very, very...
Villa can smash City inside. This season.
Villa City, that's more day inside. Anybody can drop points via...
But listen, you rather have... You where you get probability of dropping 2 points against... 2 points against both teams, Liverpool and United, or you go few lose those matches. Because you know, say me and you already, you know, before matter. So that match, second round, Liverpool too go take you dress up. Because then they plan for the title.
It'd be like right now, you know, so, clapping the guard of honor. It'd be like it will happen for Chelsea. You know, be Arsenal. Where they pay me well, because for go Arsenal, but then we know they clap give people. But it'd be like we for clap give them.
Oh, but not to write you guys off. You still have a chance of being there. Win your 3 matches and you're there. That's all. Win your 3 matches and you are there because you already are in fifth. Just win your 3 matches. There's nothing that can happen. And obviously, goal difference, go can't catch you or anything. Just win your 3 matches and you're gone. Yeah.
So, yeah, for me...
I don't say they leave this book 5 goals.
For me, I want Villa to go basically... Because, as Crack said, because Rashford need him off our books.
Then make and a go and go buy the Rashford give you. A lie. I'll give you 5 million for Sancho. 30. We go fit work out the deal. 22 million Rashford. Then we go pay you back 5 million. Go fit take Sancho.
No, there's Sancho there. You go pay.
So, yeah, I want Villa there. Also, because I like Emery. And I think that Villa would represent England in the Champions League better than a team like Chelsea would. Chelsea just go disgrace week. Villa have shown that at least... They can do something against the
Patriots. You know, say we go fit change coach by May 4th. Then we change coach.
This new format in particular, you know, if you do anything, who does your kiddies? I beg.
That would be
one serious teams there. So, yeah, me, I'm tipping Villa, Man City. Man City looks like they are gathering a little. The thing about Man City is that they are terrible against the bad teams, but against the good teams. But against the bad teams, they still spank them. So, Man City, I think they are going to be home and dry. And then the last spot, I'm tipping Newcastle. So, Man City, Newcastle, Villa. Nottingham Forest, they start wobble small. And looking at their remaining fixtures, I don't think they can cross the line. But at least Europa is good for them. So, we made them go there. We'll see what they go for them. Yeah, we've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow our social media pages. Twitter, Instagram, ATWPodcastGCR, TikTok, After the Whistle. And then YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, share the links, comment, everything, please, beg you. And as always, we are still on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, wherever you can find podcasts, we'll be there. So yeah, Charlie guys, it's been a long break. We are hoping we can be more consistent going forward.
It's been a long break.
Yeah, Charlie, thank you for joining us on this one. And as always, ATW dominates the conversation.